It's Friday, August 13th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Artificial intelligence impact on call centers and decision-making. The McFlurry machine is broken and why IT providers care. And Sweden's Silicon Valley approach. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk artificial intelligence. First, quoting CIO Dive. The main benefit of enterprise AI is its ability to improve planning and decision-making, according to 57% of executives in a report released Monday by Cognizant. The survey consulted 1,000 executives representing 11 industry sectors. More than half of respondents said AI was an invaluable tool for interpreting unstructured data, 68%, predicting outcomes, 62%, and gathering real-time intelligence, 57%. But strategies vary according to AI maturity levels, the report found. Just 20% of businesses are AI leaders, a category determined by the importance of AI for business processes and the number of areas where AI is deployed, the report found. Then this from Tech Republic. Chatbots and call center support are table stakes when it comes to implementing artificial intelligence, according to a new report. Cognizant Center for the Future of Work found that leaders are using the automated analysis for decision support, automated reasoning, text mining, and object and speech recognition. The survey found another differentiator among AI leaders: more sophisticated verification mechanisms. Leaders were significantly more likely to run auto-regression tests, deploy generative adversarial networks, and build explainable AI verification dashboards as compared with implementers and beginners. About 80% of leaders used those techniques, compared with less than 40% of companies in the other two groups. Why do we care? Chatbots and call center support being table stakes. So I ask, how many IT services providers have done this? I don't have data in the SMB, but considering the technology is delivered via third-party products for the industry leaders in such things as PSA, I'd infer not much. My guidance is not go build an AI system. It is, however, to be considering if this powerful feature is missing from your toolbox. I'm watching for disruption in the ways, and implied, some tools that IT services are delivered with, and those that bring AI to bear as a feature will fill this gap. There's a gap here, and gaps are spaces for disruption. Let's talk about McFlurries. A judge has awarded a temporary restraining order against Taylor Company, the company that makes the McDonald's ice cream machines. This was granted after Kitch, a company that makes a diagnostic tool for the machines, filed a lawsuit back in May. As fans of the ice cream know, the machines are often broken. Taylor is accused of specifically designing them to fail, and Kitch built a tool to help diagnose problems, which Taylor then tried to replicate in part by using Kitch's own tools and then telling customers not to use those tools because they were dangerous. Why do we care? This is a right to repair debate hidden in an ice cream treat. An independent tool provider found an opportunity, and the manufacturer wants to control who and how their devices can be fixed. In this case, it appears the device maker may have gone to a pretty far extreme to lock in repairs and diagnostics. It's a great case for why right to repair is important. In this case, like those in farm equipment, have absolute parallels in the IT space. I'm rooting for Kitch here. As we go to the weekend, here's another thought piece for you. Reuters discusses Sweden's rise as a Silicon Valley of Europe, focusing on a government initiative around putting a computer in every home. Combined with an early investment in connectivity, the country now has a rich ecosystem of technology startups, and this despite one of the highest tax rates in the world. It has the third highest startup rate in the world and the highest three-year survival rate for startups at 74%. Why do we care? This is worth the read for those who consider regulation entirely bad. I'm not advocating Sweden's tax structure. What I'm observing is that proper deployment of programs can make a huge difference. It's easy to slam government. A caricature of incompetence is painted, where nothing that the government does is right or helpful. That's overly simplistic, just not true. An example, antitrust. It unlocks market potential. Look at the explosion in market value in all the antitrust actions. You wouldn't have Google without Microsoft's antitrust woes. There's a healthy debate to be had about how to measure those programs and which should be funded. And that's called politics. And it's why we care about tracking regulation. Enjoy the good weekend, Thought Piece. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. This weekend, a bonus episode as we dig into my mistake of Microsoft 365 versus Windows 365. Talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.